हेलो,
हेलो, यस
इज दिस हेल्पलाइन नंबर ऑफ मेंस?
यस इट इज. हु स्पीकिंग?
हेलो, गुड मॉर्निंग मैम. मैम, आई एम रिया. आई एम कॉलिंग फ्रॉम नोएडा. सो आई रेड अबाउट दिस हेल्पलाइन नंबर इन अ न्यूज़पेपर. सो आई वाज फेसिंग सम इश्यूज, दैट्स व्हाई आई कॉल फॉर सम हेल्प.
Do you want to tell me what your difficulties are? What are you facing?
Ma'am, I was fine, and from actually last 1 and 1.5 months, I've been seeing all this news, and you know na, everybody is talking about COVID, and from last 1 year, I'm staying in Noida, and I'm working from home because we all have been set to work from home, and I'm staying here alone. Last 1.5 months, I'm just seeing and hearing about COVID everywhere. There is nobody here, and whenever I see the news regarding too many cases, especially in Delhi NCR, and too many deaths, people are helpless. Whenever I see news or in newspaper, like there is no oxygen cylinder, no bed, I start feeling like very restless sometimes. So much so that I feel like I'm not able to breathe, and something bad will happen to me.
In Ria, this is mostly when you watch news or when you read about these reports in the newspaper or in the television.
Most of the time it happens after that only, or maybe after watching news I'm doing some work, like any meeting or something. But when I think about it, like
Okay,
I'm
so
here
when the
alone,
thoughts
and
come.
what will happen if I get infected by COVID, and there is nobody around me, there are no friends. My family is back in Kerala, and there are no friends here. Most of them gone back to their hometowns.
So most of them
So
are working from home, so nobody around you as well right now.
Yes, and I feel like what if I get infected by COVID? There will be nobody. I will also not get any bed, or I will also not get any oxygen, and I start feeling very
So
breathless.
these thoughts start becoming more and more intense because you're saying that it starts from the news, but then it can happen anytime suddenly when these thoughts come in the middle of a meeting or when you're working on something. And most of the fears are one, if what if you develop COVID and you have nobody to help you with the support, everyone's away. And that you're also saying that you notice some sudden breathlessness and difficulty at that point of time. Anything else that you notice, Ria, at that time when you're having these experiences of anxiety?
I feel like that somebody is making me, smothering me, or I'm getting choked. That
Choking.
kind of feeling is there.
And what about your
I feel like,
breathing and
yeah, I feel so breathless at that time. I try taking cold water, and my heartbeat, it starts racing, and this further gives me more, fear that I might end up in hospital.
So is that those are the thoughts sometimes that come to your mind at that time? What kind of thoughts come to your mind when you feel that someone's smothering you and you can't breathe?
I feel like that I'm going to die, and
So
nobody can
thoughts
help
about
me,
dying.
or something very bad is going to happen to me and my family. Something is world is about to finish. That kind of feeling I get.
And then how do you feel with these anxiety and the breathlessness? What have you noticed happening to it?
And earlier it used to be like only once in a day or once in a while,
Not so frequent.
Not so frequent. But from last 1 month and few days, it gradually increased.
Okay. So, Ria,
Earlier
anything
was
else that's sorry to interrupt. So, has anything happened in the last, few weeks that these episodes have increased?
I have heard about some deaths of my relatives, also parents of my friends.
So there are events that have you've heard about and you've come across that has increased, and all this has been there for the last year that you're saying. So Riya, you did mention that you try drinking cold water, and you try doing certain things that are there anything else, any other things that you do that you found helpful?
Yeah, I try to distract myself. I tried not to watch news too much. I tried not to, call people and hear about that they are in hospital or they are struggling to get beds or there is somebody dying. Also, I don't want to know what condition is going on outside. I also watch comedy movies sometimes.
Okay, so how do you feel at that time? You're saying that you try not to listen to any news about COVID and related issues, but at the same time you're also feeling anxious every time, because sometimes it's inevitable that some news comes to us, isn't it? That someone may just tell us that so and so is unwell or admitted, and we can't really predict when that news will come. Avoidance seems to be helping you in the short run, but you're also listening and watching lighter things like comedy. How does that make you feel?
For some time, it relaxes me for some time. But somehow this news pops up because we all are using mobile so much and we are working.
Yes, we can't avoid news altogether. So that's important to know, that we can't completely avoid the news, but we could balance the news with something more positive and something that's lighter, and not only look at news that is giving us anxieties about what will happen. So what you mentioned also is that you've been doing both, partly partly avoiding news, but then inevitably something comes up and then you're very anxious, and these anxiety attacks come quite often. Have you noticed how your breathing is at this point in time?
It increases sometime, and rate with which I breath, it increases. Sometimes I go into the balcony because I feel so, like, air is not
suffocated.
Around.
Suffocated.
Suffocated. So I go in balcony, and it stays for almost like 10 to 15 minutes. It is there, and it is the worst time of my life.
And then it comes down after some time, after 15, 20 minutes?
Yes, after a certain time it comes down, but it is becoming so frequent now that it is also affecting my work.
Yeah. So Riya, what I understand is that you've called to learn how to manage this anxiety. And I think what's most important right now is to learn how to manage these intense moments of anxiety, isn't it? Right? And you do notice that during that time, the breathing is very shallow and you feel suffocated. You need to get out and get some breath and fresh air, and then you're feeling better. But what's also important for us to understand is what starts it off. What you mentioned is that there may be some news that you've read, you've not paid full attention, but then it pops up later on when you're doing something else. And then this, what if this happens to me, is the thought that you're getting. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this sudden. And it's possible now, of course, that the news articles are, reporting a lot of these, and that's why we are unable to avoid. So could we look at some simple skills and strategies to manage this anxiety, this, whole instance of breathlessness, choking sensation on the one hand? But also maybe look at some activities, because you are by yourself. You can't avoid listening to news or hearing about people who are unwell. And, also see how we could deal with that bit of your activities and your day. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to teach you something very simple. And if it's okay with you, I could give you the instructions and you could see how when we are very anxious, what you notice is that the first thing that changes in us is our breathing, right? Yeah. And you have reported that it becomes very shallow. And once we bring back breathing to our normal pace of breathing, you may notice that your thoughts are also much more calmer and not as catastrophic or terrible as they would be otherwise, right? and they have the tendency to take you by surprise. Like suddenly when you're doing something, they will come.
Yeah.
So it's right. So one of the first things perhaps now that you've called to understand that maybe we could try something simple to learn a skill to manage your breathing. And then we could talk about how to balance what you read and how avoidance may help only in the short run. So can I also ask you if your company and others have made some plans for medical help, and do you have some contacts in your office? Because many companies are looking at how to help their employees if they need any medical assistance. Do you have any such plan in your organization?
Some plans they have made. They have been informing about that.
Right. So Ria, would it help to find out, for example, because not having any information, and then suddenly, because these are uncertain times, so we could have a plan from your organization if you talk to your medical person or your HR to see what are available facilities if you had to go for a test or if you had to, need any medical attention, how would they be? Would that be possible from your side?
Yeah.
So we could make a plan. Yeah. And so that we know the right information and the right access to help also, right? So I think on that side, maybe the anxiety may come down when you know exactly what you have as a resource from your organization. And I'm sure you're in touch with your friends, who some of whom might be working in Noida itself.
Yeah, I'm in touch with them. Some of them are also working from me. Yeah.
Right. And is your organization based in the same city?
My company is basically based in Noida only.
Okay.
So
you could get in touch if you needed with somebody in the organization. So we could have a constructive plan for that. Maybe that would help.
Yes.
So the other thing, Ria, that I'd like you to think about is to note down the frequency of these, panic or the anxiety attacks that you're experiencing, and see what are the things that come just before they happen, how long they last, and what actually relieves them. And that might help us see what are the patterns of thoughts that come when we're feeling very anxious. Right? So I'll just take you through the steps of breathing. It will take us a few minutes, but then I want you to do it at least 3 to 4 times a day. Not when you're very anxious. Don't do it when you're very tense, when you're already in the middle of an anxiety attack, but do it at several other times during the day. Right? Shall we start?
Yes.
I want you to sit down comfortably and try and keep your back straight so that you can breathe easily and you're comfortable. And even when you're doing it by yourself, ensure that you are ready to do it and you have the right posture. Right? Shall we start?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So start by slowly exhaling through your mouth. Let your entire breath out from your lungs. And just be aware of the fact that you're exhaling. You're letting your breath out of your mouth. Now, slowly inhale deeply through your nose to the count of 4. Count 1, 2, 3, 4 in your head. Feel the lung air in your lungs as your lungs expand. And then hold your breath with the count of 4. And then slowly exhale again to the count of 4. Count in your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, while you expel the air. Be aware of how the air is leaving your lungs. And now again, hold your breath, neither exhale nor inhale, but to the count of 4, just keep your breath held to the count of 4. Exhale again. Let your entire lungs be free. And then slowly inhale to the count of 4. Feel your abdomen and lungs filling up with air. Take it to the count of 4 as you hold your breath. And then slowly exhale again to the count of 4. and then hold your breath before you exhale again. So I know it's difficult to do it on a phone, but I hope you've been able to try it. And this is something we call a square breathing, because it goes through 4 or 5 steps of holding your breath and then letting it go again. Okay? Yeah, if you're not comfortable with the count of 4, you could do it to just 1, 2, and 3, to whatever point you're comfortable. And make sure you don't do it very rapidly. You do it very slowly, so that you don't feel giddy or you don't feel any difficulty in your breath. Is that okay? Yeah. So just try it slowly once when you're not anxious. Practice it, see how comfortable you are. And then all the other things that we suggested in terms of, identifying a plan for yourself, looking at things that you like doing, balancing your news articles and what you read, and then of course keeping in touch with your family members and friends who are both here and at home as well. Yeah, so it will take some time. Yaria,
I will definitely do this.
Yeah, so it will take some time for you to notice a change, and see that you don't avoid news entirely, because when it comes suddenly without you being prepared for it, it might make it more difficult. Right. So, anything that you want to ask, Ria?
I will try on these things.
Yes. Yeah.
If I will get some any other problem, or if
yes,
I will
get sure.
a problem, I will definitely contact.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
So Ria presented with anxiety in the. Context of COVID, contracting COVID, and she also reported a lot of anxiety symptoms like breathlessness and choking. So the emphasis was on helping Ria learn a skill to manage her physiological arousal. We also looked at triggers, frequencies, what thoughts precede and what thoughts she gets during this time of anxiety, and what does she think would happen. And she mentioned catastrophization. So we helped Ria learn a simple technique of breathing, or the square breathing technique, where she could learn to exhale, inhale, focus on the breath, and look at normalization of breath. This was something we emphasized on. In addition, we also suggested that Ria makes a constructive plan to look at proactive coping in terms of looking at a more realistic way of dealing with any medical issues that might come up. For example, using the health resources within the organization. So it was on the lines of problem-focused coping, so that she could actually have a plan in case she needed any medical assistance because she is by herself. So these were the two main strategies for Ria. And we also suggested that she try and understand what are the triggers and reduce avoidance as much as possible, because sometimes the introduction of cues or certain incidents, news articles and so on, are unpredictable. And so we helped us see that avoidance may not help in the long run.